Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. The industry and cooperation of honeybees have inspired many a philosopher and society, including the Mormons who settled along the Wasatch Front. The hive, or more specifically a skep, was later chosen as the emblem for the new state of Utah. But the honeybee, like its pioneer admirers, is a recent European immigrant brought over for the wax and honey that colonies produce. Utah did not lack for pollinators, however, prior to European settlement. More than 1,000 species of native bees inhabit Utah, with several hundred species in any given county. A few of these bees, bumblebees and sweat bees, are social. They produce annual colonies headed by a queen. However, the vast majority of our bees are not social. For these, each adult female makes her own nest with no help from her sisters or mate. Most solitary bee species nest underground. Others use old beetle burrows in dead wood. The resident female subdivides her tunnel into bee-sized cavities. Each cavity receives a cache of pollen moistened with nectar and a single egg. From this egg hatches a grub-like larva that will feed and develop in solitude. Most solitary bees then spend the winter here in their natal home. Native bees pollinate many of Utah's wildflowers, doing so inadvertently as they busily gather pollen for their progeny. Many solitary bee species are taxonomic specialists, focusing all of their pollen foraging efforts on one or a few related genera of flowering plants. Some common hosts for specialist bees in Utah include squashes, sunflowers, globe mallows, and penstemons. Sweet honey does not result from the labors of solitary bees, but fruits and seeds do. The industry of Utah's native bees merits our attention and admiration. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.